Real estate sales in December 2024 considerably outpaced sales from December 2023 in the Cathay region. According to Powell River Sunshine Coast Real Estate Board President Curtis Youngin, for December 2024, compared to December 2023, there was a 157% increase in single-family home sales, with 18 last year and 7 in 2023. We also saw a large increase in total sales, up 56.25% from 16 in 2023 to 25 in 2024, said Youngin. The median price for single-family homes did have a slight decrease of minus 2.3% compared to December 2023, going from $670,000 to $654,500, according to Youngin. Sales for December 2024 for single-family homes were down just slightly from November, from 20 to 18, but total sales remained the same at 25. Youngin said median price was also almost the same from December to November, with only a $500 decrease from $655,000 to $654,500. In terms of year-end statistics for single-family homes, for 2024, there was an increase for new listings and sales from 2023. There was a 22.3% increase in new listings and a 22.68% increase in sales, said Youngin. New listings went from 408 in 2023 to 499 in 2024, and sales went from 194 in 2023 to 238 in 2024. According to Youngin, the median list price and median sell price for single-family homes remained almost the same, with only a 0.77% increase in list price and a minus 0.94% decrease in sell price. Youngin said there was an average $659,900 list price in 2023, compared to a $665,000 list price in 2024, and median sell price of $635,000 in 2023, to $629,000 in 2024. Average days on market also remained consistent, with only a slight increase of one additional day, for a 2.74% change, said Youngin. Overall, it was a stronger end to the year compared to the last few months of 2023, said Youngin. If it keeps up, it'll be a welcome change from last year for the beginning of the year. According to statistics from the Powell River Sunshine Coast Real Estate Board, in December 2024, in the single-family homes category, there were 18 sales, valued at $13,017,900, compared to 7 sales, valued at $4,479,900, in December 2023. In the mobile and manufactured homes category, there were 3 sales in December 2024, valued at $547,000, compared to 2 sales, valued at $292,500, in December 2023. There were 3 sales of condos, apartments, and duplexes in December 2024. Valued at $1,254,900, compared to 5 sales, valued at $2,023,000, in December 2023. Totals for residential categories are 24 sales, valued at $14,819,800, in December 2024, compared to 14 sales, valued at $6,795,400, in December 2023. On the non-residential side, there was 1 parcel of vacant land sold in December 2024, valued at $225,000, compared to 1 parcel of vacant land sold in December 2023, valued at $399,000. There was also 1 industrial, commercial, and institutional transaction, valued at $1,600, in December 2023, compared to none in December 2024. The total for non-residential in December 2024 was $225,000, compared to $400,600 in December 2023. Grand total for all sales was 25 units sold, valued at $15,044,800, in December 2024, compared to 16 units sold, valued at $7,196,000, in December 2023. In terms of average house prices, in December 2024, it was $723,217, with an average of 78 days on the market, compared to $639,986 in December 2023, with an average of 65 days on the market. There were 17 new residential listings in December 2024, and 3 new non-residential listings, for a total of 20. At the end of December, there were 139 active residential listings and 67 non-residential listings, for a total of 206. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.